This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. Recording of Shakespeare's sonnets, numbers 141 to 154. Recorded New Year's Eve, 2005, in Montreal.
Go for it.
Sonnet number 141, read by Colin Robertson. In faith I do not love thee with mine eyes, for they in thee a thousand errors note. But 'tis my heart that loves what they despise, who in despite of you is pleased to dote. Nor are mine ears with thy tongue's tune delighted, nor tender feeling to base touches prone, nor taste nor smell desire to be invited to any sensual feast with thee alone. But my five wits, nor my five senses, can dissuade one foolish heart from serving thee, who leaves unswayed the likeness of a man, thy proud heart's slave and vassal wretch to be. Only my plague, thus far I count my gain, that she that makes me sin awards me pain.
Sonnet number 142, read by Kimberly Archibald. Love is my sin, and thy dear virtue hate, hate of my sin, grounded on sinful loving. Oh, but with mine compare thou thine own state, and thou shalt find it merits not reproving, or, if it do, not from those lips of thine, that have profaned their scarlet ornaments, and sealed false bonds of love as oft as mine, robbed others' beds, revenues of their rents. Be it lawful I love thee, as thou lovest those whom thine eyes woo as mine importune thee. Root pity in thy heart, that when it grows, thy pity may deserve to pitied be. If thou dost seek to have what thou dost hide, by self-example mayest thou be denied.
Sonnet number 143, read by Devlin.
Lo, as a careful housewife runs to catch one of her feather's creatures broke away, sits down her babe and makes all swift dispatch in pursuit of the thing she would have stay. Whilst her neglected child holds her in chase, cries to catch her whose busy care is bent to follow that which flies before her face, not printing her poor infant's discontent. So runnest thou after that which flies from thee, wouldst I'll thy babe chase thee afar behind. But if thou catch thy hope, turn back to me, and play the mother's part, kiss me, be kind. So will I pray thou mayst have thy will, if thou turn back and my loud crying still.
Sonnet number 144, read by Juana. Two loves I have, a comfort and despair, which like two spirits do suggest me still. The better angel is a man, bright fair, the worser spirit, a woman colored ill. To win me soon to hell, my female evil tempteth my better angel from my side, and would corrupt my saint to be a devil, wooing his purity with her foul pride. And whether that my angel be turned fiend, suspect I may not yet directly tell. But being both for me, both to each fiend, I guess one angel in another's hell. Yet this shall I never know, but live in doubt, till my bad angel fire my good one out.
Sonnet number 145, read by Colin. Those lips that love's own hand did make breathed forth the sound that said, I hate, to me that languished for her sake, but when she saw my woeful state, straight in her heart did mercy come, chiding that tongue that ever sweet was us in giving gentle doom, and taught it thus anew to greet, "I hate," she altered with an end that followed it as gentle day doth follow night, who like a fiend from heaven to hell is flown away. "I hate," from hate away she threw, and saved my life, saying, "Not you."
Sonnet number 146, read by Adrian Fitzpatrick. Poor soul, the center of my sinful earth, my sinful earth, these rebel powers array. Why dost thou pound the pine within and suffer death, painting thy hour was so costly gay? Why so large cost having so short a lease? Dost thou upon thy fading mansion spend? Shall worms, inheritors of this excess, eat up thy charge? Is this thy body's end? Then, soul, live thou upon thy servant's loss, and let that pine to aggravate thy store, by terms divine in selling hours of dross, within be fed, without be rich no more. So shall thou feed on death that feeds on men, and death once dead, there's no more dying then.
Sonnet number 147, read by Hugh McGuire. My love is as a fever longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain, sickly appetite to please. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I, desperate now approved desire, is death, which physic did accept. Past cure I am. Now reason is past care, and frantic, mad, with evermore unrest, my thoughts and my discourse, as madmen's are, at random from the truth vainly expressed. For I have sworn thee fair, and thought thee bright, who art as black as hell, and dark as night.
Sonnet number 148, read by the Artful Dodger. Oh me, what eyes hath love put in my head, which have no correspondence with true sight, or, if they have, where is my judgment fled, that censures falsely what they are, what they see all right? If that be fair whereon my false eyes dote, what means the world to say it is not so? If it be not, then love doth well denote. Love's eye is not so true as all men's. No, how can it? Oh, how can love's eye be true, that is so vexed with watching and with tears? No marvel then, though I mistake my view. The sun itself sees not till he's clear. O cunning love, what tears thou keepest me blind, lest eyes well seeking thy foul faults should find.
Sonnet number 149. Canst thou, O cruel, say I love thee not, when I against myself with thee partake? Do I not think on thee when I forgot am of myself all tyrant? For thy sake, who hateth thee that I do call my friend, on whom frownst thou that I do fawn upon? Nay, if thou lurest on me, I do not spend revenge upon myself with present moan. What merit do I in myself respect, that is so proud thy service to despise, when all my best doth worship thy defect, commanded by the motion of thine eyes? But love, hate on, for now I know thy mind. Those that can see thou lovest, and I am blind. Sonnet 150. Oh, from what power hast thou this powerful might, with insufficiency my heart to sway, to make me give the lie to my true sight, and swear that brightness doth not grace the day? Whence hast thou this becoming of things ill, that in the very refuse of thy deeds there is such strength and warrantize of skill, that in my mind thy worst all best exceeds? Who taught thee how to make me love thee more? The more I hear and see just cause of hate, oh, though I love what others do abhor, with others thou shouldst not abhor my state. If thy unworthiness raised love in me, more worthy I to be beloved of thee. Love is too young to know what conscience is, yet who knows not conscience is born of love? Then, gentle cheater, urge not my amiss, lest guilty of my faults thy sweet self prove. For thou betraying me, I do betray my nobler part to my gross body's treason. My soul doth tell my body that he may triumph in love. Flesh stays no farther reason, but rising at thy name doth point out thee as his triumphant prize. Proud of this pride, he is contented thy poor drudge to be, to stand in thy affairs, fall by thy side. No want of conscience hold it that I call her love, for whose dear love I rise and fall. Sonnet 152. In loving thee, thou know'st I am forsworn, but thou art twice forsworn to me love swearing. In act thy bed vow broke, and new faith torn, in vowing new hate after new love bearing. But why of two oaths breach do I accuse thee when I break 20? I am perjured most, for all my vows are oaths but to misuse thee, and all my honest faith in thee is lost. For I have sworn deep oaths of thy deep kindness, oaths of thy love, thy true, thy constancy, and to enlighten thee gave eyes to blindness, or made them swear against the thing they see. For I have sworn thee fair, more perjured I, to swear against the truth so foul a lie. Sonnet 153. Cupid laid by his brand and fell asleep. A maid of Dian's this advantage found, and love-kindling fire did quickly steep in a cold valley fountain of that ground, which borrowed from this holy fire of love a dateless lively heart still to endure, and grew a seething bath which yet men prove against strange maladies a sovereign cure. But at my mistress's eye, love's brand new fired, the boy for trial needs would touch my breast. I, sick withal, the help of bath desired, and thither hied, a sad, distempered guest, but found no cure. The bath for my help lies where Cupid got new fire, my mistress's eyes. Sonnet number 154. The little love-god lying once asleep, laid by his side his heart in flaming brand, whilst many nymphs that vowed chaste life to keep came tripping by, but in her maiden hand the fairest votary took up that fire which many legions of true hearts had warmed, and so the general of hot desire was sleeping, by a virgin hand disarmed. This brand she quenched in a cool well by, which from love's fire took heat perpetual, growing a bath and healthful remedy for men diseased, but I, my mistress's thrall, came there for cure, and this, by that I prove, love's fire heats water, water cools not love. End of Shakespeare's Sonnets.